You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is On the Ground IPSY, our partnership with Concentrate Media, giving voice to their weekly online article. I'm Lisa Berry, and the writer of that article is Project Manager Sarah Rigg, who joins us now. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Lisa.
What'd you write about this week, and what guest from that story is joining us?
I wrote a story about a new initiative just a couple months old called Our Community Reads. And I brought with me the founder of that initiative, Calista Walker.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me. You hear my dog in the background because he needs to let everybody know,
right,
you know, that this house is secure.
Right. And we're all Zooming and FaceTiming and doing remote interviews. So we get a lot of that. That's all right. Tell us about Our Community Reads.
So Our Community Reads is a heart initiative that began October 16th. It is about people in our community reading stories primarily about our Black and brown children to give representation of positivity, possibilities, and just to sort of plant seeds of all the things that they can be. Because I don't think that quite often they don't get that enough. So I reached out to a lot of people in our community, and the response has been overwhelmingly positive. I've had people like Sheriff Jerry Clayton. I've had Mayor Lois Richardson, just, you know, people who work in the educational system, just all people from all walks of life reading amazing stories. And I actually have a YouTube channel called Community Reads where people can view them and share them with their kids or even the inner child.
I love to read.
Washtenaw County Sheriff Jerry Clayton right here, how he got started with his video.
And only thing I like more than reading for myself is reading for you. So we're going to read.
And then it sounded like Ypsilanti Mayor Lois Richardson was reading outside.
Where am I from? Abuelo thinks. His eyes squint.
I can jump in here.
Like
I met Calista at Nancy Park in Ypsilanti near Erickson Elementary School, and that's where she filmed many, if not all, of the videos due to COVID-19.
Okay, so they were filmed outside.
Many of them, yes. Many of them. And so the one where you saw Mayor Lois Richardson, we were actually outside of Park Ridge Community Center. And so that was before the election. And so, you know, we were right next to the box that they had there at the Park Ridge Community Center. But this initiative began for the children of Erickson Elementary, the little future leaders, as Caroline Sanders so beautifully put it. And so because they're on Zoom and because that is not the best thing for young people, right, I decided to do it at Nancy Park because they could see the playground and just to give them some sense of normalcy. So whenever we would show the stories, they would be able to, oh, that's our playground, you know, because they're not able to go to the school right now. Mm-hmm. So, and it's a beautiful park, and it was fall colors, and it was just perfect. Mm-hmm.
Where did the idea come from in the first place?
So the initial idea came from a third grade teacher, Kayla Dillon, who works at Erickson. She actually reached out to me and executive director of Mentor to Youth, Daryl Johnson, and barber Ryan Griffin, who has his own book initiative that he does at barbershops. She reached out to the three of us to ask us to record ourselves reading a story. And so I did a couple of stories myself, and then about a week later, literally I woke up and I heard the words in my head, a community that reads together can grow together. And I just kept hearing that over and over and over. And so I wrote it on my chalkboard, and during the day, all these names just started coming to my mind, and I just started reaching out to those people and asking them would they allow me to let them read and record them. And I asked each of them to do an introduction, which consisted of your name, what elementary school you went to, if you went to college, what college you graduated from, what you do for a living, and to ask them to be as interactive as possible as they were reading, like they would be if they were actually at the school. So if you came across something and you wanted to ask the question, because this is going to be shown to them. And so that's how it was born.
Sounds like you put a lot of thought and effort into this, including when you read. Tell us about what you do before you read a story.
Okay, so I've only done it twice.
Okay.
And of course, when I did it, I had no idea that this was going to follow. So I sat in my living room, and my youngest son, Jalen, helped me turn on his iPad, And I picked up two books. One was I Promise by LeBron James, and the other one was Ellington is Not a Street. And I sat there and I read to them and I talked to them and I read the story and I found that I loved the story. That is the part that really was surprising to me, is how much I enjoyed the stories. And I have also found that to be true when I have done recordings, how the little child in so many of the people who have been kind enough to read these stories emerges, and how so many of them have told me about their favorite books. Oh my gosh, I remember reading this book, and have you ever heard of this one? I've gotten a lot of book suggestions, you know, after the conversations that happen before the recordings and after recording, because people go back down a more innocent time. And that's also been a big highlight of doing this project. So these stories are actually a great way to share a little history too. And we just started looking for Native American stories, and Stolen Words is one that I really, really, really want to do.
And what has the reaction been to this?
Oh, it's been overwhelming from adults and from educators. I actually had a principal from home school reach out to me today that he's interested in perhaps sharing it with the students at his school. I know the teacher that I work with on a daily basis, Jerry Ott, she uses it every single day. We use one of these stories every single day and, you know, have conversations with the kids. And it's just been amazingly positive. People wanting to send it to friends and family, like in New York. It's been amazing. It's been crazy. Like, I wasn't expecting it to take off like it has. And I might actually be getting my first author to do a read aloud of her own book soon. She just emailed me today, so I'm super excited about that too.
So Sarah, this must have been pretty fulfilling to write about.
Oh, I had a really fun time. I not only talked with Calista here, but I talked to a couple of people who have read for her, as well as two teachers who are using the videos in their classroom. And they say that, you know, the timing could not be better, because it's so hard to keep kids engaged in virtual learning. And when they see people who look like them, and their parents and aunts and uncles reading books with kids who look like them, they're entranced, and it starts a conversation in the classroom afterward.
That's Sarah Regg, Project Manager for On the Ground IPSE. Also, thank you to Calista Walker, the founder of Our Community Reads, for joining us for On the Ground IPSE here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thanks, Lisa.
What's your dog's name?
Mason.
And thanks to Mason the dog as well, right?
Yes. Thank you so much.